Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the distant future, mankind will be annihilated by his greatest creation, a half-mad living computer called Illusionoid.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another live Illusionoid podcast recording!
Thank you!
Oh my god! Ah. Welcome to the show. My name is Lee Smart. This is...
Paul Bates.
And over there...
Nog Nargang.
And on our iPad devices over here, providing... I better watch what I'm doing here. Providing sound effects and music is the Dread Dormammu. You guys familiar with the Dread Dormammu? He's the one whose name shall not be spoken.
But you just... Never mind.
I know. Forget it. So what I need from you guys is a country. Some country that you maybe you'd like to visit even. A country, maybe an exotic location.
Sealand.
Yeah. Is that what you said?
Yeah, Sealand.
Where is that?
It's like 5 meters on a side. It's an oil platform off the coast of Britain. That
awesome.
Someone declared as his own country.
That's awesome.
Wait. What's it called? Sealand?
Sealand.
So it's not an amusement park?
No.
Okay. All right.
That's SeaWorld.
SeaWorld. It's not, okay.
Or MarineLand.
Yeah. Why would there be a place called Sealand, right?
Yeah exactly.
Manatees with legs.
Yes, exactly.
All right, okay.
Exactly.
Manatees with legs.
That's awesome. Thank you very much for that. And what's an object? Something that you may covet or maybe mundane? It doesn't matter really, but an object that you could hold in your hands. I heard cube first.
Cube.
I heard cube. Someone is eager to handle a cube. So a cube. And what was the third thing?
Yes,
an adjective. Some kind of descriptive word that you like that you, maybe you bandy around yourself or you've heard someone saying, oh, that's interesting to describe something with that word, that adjective. Fluorescent is what I heard. I heard fluorescent.
Oh.
Fluorescent. So we have sea land.
Cube.
We have a cube and fluorescent.
All right.
I'm not even going to set the premise
up. No.
All right, you'll get what it is in a sense.
It's an identical twin adventure.
Yes.
Called the fluorescent cube
of Sealand. All right.
There you go.
All right, here we go. All right.
Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to the chrono stage.
I know.
Yeah?
Good.
And now, tonight's transmission.
Hear me! I'm still here! Can you hear me? Beep once if you can hear me. Good. Like Commander Pike. In the pilot episode of Star Trek. I transmit to you now with a dire warning. In your future, the sovereign state of Sealand will become the most powerful nation on Earth. And at its heart, a glowing fluorescent cube. And only one man can retrieve it. Identical Quinn.
Hey, Randy, I haven't seen you in, it seems like, weeks.
I know, buddy. Yeah. I've been busy making costumes for our adventures.
There's some of these most amazing things I've ever seen. Like, they're form-fitting. They're infused with Lycra. They're amazing.
Hey, I am a military-grade seamstress.
It's true. You are. You know, I've gotten used to this weird polymer that's been on my face and allows me to take anybody's appearance. It feels kind of, like, natural. It feels like a second skin.
Yeah. Gosh, I wonder what the general has lined up for us today.
Yeah.
You two assholes.
General Hardass.
That's right.
Hey, sir. Hello, sir.
I've had enough of your seamstressing and sitting around playing with your face. I've seen what you do with that face.
Sorry, sir. That was you caught me in a moment of weakness there, sir. I was impersonating you, sir. I'm sorry.
There's no place in the army for weakness, Quinn.
That's right, sir. You're absolutely right.
Now listen up, you two squares.
That's right. Squares.
Sorry. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I've got a mission for you. There's a problem in Sealand.
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 No, not an amusement park.
Oh. Oh, Sealand.
It's Sealand. The sovereign nation of Sealand. An oil platform run by one man.
Okay, sir.
He's taken all the oil from the entire planet, and we only get it from Sealand now.
I know, the world is at his bidding.
That's right. He's a madman. And a madman that controls all the oil. Where our president should be that madman.
Well,
you
it
know
makes
it.
Sense. He is the literal madman.
That's right.
Ever since we elected the craziest man in the country.
That's right.
For a laugh.
That crazy clown maker should have tipped us off.
Yeah.
God damn it. Listen up. I'm giving you your mission.
Yes, sir.
You're going to go to Sealand. You're going to infiltrate the barrier that surrounds Sealand.
Yes, sir. The Great Barrier?
The Great Sealand Barrier. You're going to get in there and you're going to retrieve a fluorescent cube.
Sir, if I may, sir. Sir, if I may, sir. If I may.
What do you want?
What kind of cube is this?
Is it a six-sided one?
God damn it, Randy. Every cube is six-sided.
That's the definition of a cube, Randy, you stupid ass.
Hey, read some of my online cube fan fiction.
God damn it, you two, listen up. You're going to go in and retrieve this cube. It glows. It's bright. It's fluorescent. Here's the file you need.
Wow.
Here's the costume details you need, Randy. Make him a costume. Infiltrate that place. Try and steer clear of the Sealand madman. And get that goddamn cube!
Jesus Christ.
He's such a hard ass.
He's such a hard ass. Such an actual hard ass.
Yeah.
General Walter Hardass.
I remember when I accidentally bumped up against him from behind at the party.
I remember
the
that.
The Christmas party.
You were black and blue.
I know. I got bruised just by standing there.
Yeah, his ass was so hard.
I have ass indents on my front area.
Yeah.
My pelvis.
That's a soft tissue injury.
Yes.
Hey, you guys.
Oh, hey, Susan.
Just wondering what's going on today.
Yo, hey, we just got our marching orders, so to speak, from General Hardass. We're about to, put together our mission kit and head out to Sealand.
Where are you headed? Where are you two special people headed?
Well, we're not really supposed to talk
Sealand.
About this. Sealand! Jeez Christ, Randy. We're supposed to keep this under the QT.
I'm sorry. I just can't.
Sealand.
I'm so excited.
I hear they have rare, delicious chocolates there. I'd sure like some.
Oh, well, we could probably pick some up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, because if you guys give me those chocolates, I'll do a whole lot of things to you.
Oh, yeah. Would you like, just talking hypothetically, would you tag team us?
Would you tag team us?
I would somehow make that happen.
I'm
just going to say one of you would get roast pigged for sure.
Okay.
Whoa.
Wow, I don't know what that means.
That's right. Google it.
All right.
You bring me back those chocolates and I'll show you what it's all about.
Right, Susan.
Look
wow.
At that. Incentive.
I am so aroused right now. I'm so turned on.
Quinn, how are we going to bust through the Great Barrier of Sealand?
Well, let's have a look at that dossier that Hardass gave to you.
Okay, let's all take right. a look. It looks like in this Great Barrier there is, a gate.
There's a gate, of course.
Yes.
And the gate is, it's about 14 feet high. So if you stand on my shoulders, I should be able to...
Wait, can't we just walk through it?
Of course, that's right. Yeah, it is a gate, after all. It doesn't seem to have a lock on it of any kind. It's just a latch.
Yeah.
One of those latches, like those garden things.
There is a guard of that gate.
There is a guard. There's a guard. There's a picture right there. Look at that. It's pixelated, but I can make it out. If I can only see his face, I can assume his identity.
Perhaps you can assume the identity of someone he knows and loves.
That's a good idea. Let's look at page 2. Yeah, there it is. There's his wife, his comatose wife. I could make myself look like her and then just walk right up to him and get the gate open. We just walk right in.
That sounds like a great idea. I'll start sewing. Take a look at the
dress she's wearing.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Okay.
It's a low cut little red number.
Got it.
You got that?
Yeah.
Okay, go.
That's in my wheelhouse.
Wow, look at that thing. I'm going to put it on. That looks slinky, man. All right, turn around for a second.
Oh, okay.
Look the other way. All right.
I mean, I've seen you change before.
Yeah, I'm just gonna make myself look like her, all right? Give me a sec.
All right.
I'm going to focus. How's this? Yeah?
Oh, my God. You look like the hottest comatose woman I've ever seen in my life.
Pretty good, huh?
Oh,
I got
Terry
her
Schiavo, move over.
Yeah. What? What did you say?
Oh, it happened a long time ago.
Okay. All right, good. So this, I'll stay in this disguise, right? Let's get in our prop plane.
Yeah.
And head over to Sealand.
Okay. Does it have pontoons?
It better.
Okay.
All right.
14 hours later, they arrive in Sealand.
All right, you know, we're going to have to go in like scuba style. You know that, right?
Well, yeah, I guess.
Well, look, Sealand is a very small sovereign country. We're going to have to actually scuba dive in.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to have to go under the water and then come up.
Great.
Okay.
I sewed some wetsuits.
Oh, good. Let's have a look. Oh, fantastic.
What?
Neoprene is hard to work with.
They're dolphin costumes.
Yeah. I know.
I made dolphin costumes.
Yeah. Nice job, Randy. So you don't have any, like, scuba gear.
But this is good. They have...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The fins.
Dude, they're made of...
flap through the water.
Dude, they're made of felt. Like, we're going to get so waterlogged, we're going to sink if we put those on.
I couldn't get the right shade of gray in anything but felt.
All right, we'll just make do, all right? We'll just make do.
Okay, let's zip it up.
Look, we are identical Quinn and Randy, all right? We're not going to be stopped by some felt dolphin costumes.
No, we're going right in the water right now.
Let's go, all right.
All right. Couple of dolphins. Yeah, a couple of dolphins. They're swimming to Sealand.
Yeah.
Woo, and nothing can stop us now.
Oh, look at that. It's a manta. Oh. I'm going to make myself look like a female manta. I'm wearing a dolphin costume and look like a female manta.
Oh my god, is it mating with you what you wanted?
It's totally doing what I want.
Would you stop fucking the manta? We've got to go get the cue.
I'm not done yet. Yeah, take that, manta. Look at it, it's spent.
Quinn.
Keep going, keep swimming.
That was non-consensual at best.
Just keep swimming.
All right. Okay.
I'll change back to human.
Okay, there's the guard. There's the guard.
All right, all right. All right, let's take a second here. Let's get off this dolphin costume.
Okay, I'm going to stand around the corner.
Halt! Who goes there?
Just a second.
Whoa. Who is it?
Fred? It's me.
You're out of your coma?
That's right. I came out of my coma, and I wanted to come see you. I brought a friend.
Hey, what's up? I'm a seamstress.
Are you having an affair while you've been in a coma?
Absolutely.
What?
I mean, Fred, I'm here to say I need to get in to the installation, and I need you to let me in.
Well, just because you're my wife doesn't mean you can bring your adulterous partner with you and just enter Sealand.
Ah, let me in.
No.
Oh. Hey, would you let a dolphin in?
We let dolphins in all the time.
Hang on a second.
What, you think dolphin costumes?
Oh, a couple of cute dolphins. No idea where my wife and her adulterous partner went, but I... Okay. I guess we should get you guys right into Sealand. Come on in, I'll open the gate.
Hey, karate chop! Oh, my neck, it's valuable.
All right, let's change back.
Zip. Wow, it really takes it out of you.
It sure does. Manifesting a dorsal fin is not easy, buddy.
Okay, according to these schematics, the cube is located in level 6 of the basement.
Okay.
And there's the elevator.
There it is. Hey. Going down. The weirdest elevator I've ever seen.
They spent all their money on that barrier.
Seriously. That gate didn't even lock, though. All right, here we go. Down level 6. Oh, my ears are popping.
Oh, yeah. We're so far underwater right now.
Yeah. You know, if anything goes wrong, Randy, I just wanted to say that it's been a pleasure working with you.
Do you know something?
We're going to be 6 levels underwater, Randy. You know what that means? The pressure is going to be 6 atmospheres.
What? 6 atmospheres?
That's right.
That's like breathing 6 times at once.
That's right.
Okay. All right. I'm ready.
Okay.
Not so fast, you dolphin people.
It's the madman of Sealand.
That's right. I am king of Sealand. I have all the oil and a glowing cube.
All right, listen. It's Hector, right?
Yes.
Hector. Hector, my name's Identical Quinn.
I'm Randy. I'm a seamstress.
You want to know why my name's Identical Quinn?
Because I can. I'm more concerned about your friend being a seamstress.
It's a good calling. It's a vocation.
Yeah, it's, you know, seamstress is a feminine, you know.
Okay, do you want to know why he's called Identical Quinn?
Not particularly, no. Well, I want to know why you're sort of dressed like a dolphin.
Well, I'll tell you why. We're here to take that cube, madman.
Oh, you think so, do you?
The Department of Defense charged us with...
Enjoy this gun.
What?
Sealand has guns. Or did you think we spent all our money on the barrier?
Randy. I'm going to pull the one out of the playbook that I haven't done in a while.
Okay, Quinn, I'm with you.
I'm going to turn myself into the madman of Sealand.
That's insane.
I know. Just remember, I'm the one. If when you get confused between us, just ask me, all right? And I'll tell you who I am.
I don't know. I'm panicking. Okay, do it.
All right.
Who's who? Oh, my God. Click, click, bang.
You shot me.
That's Red. Right, he did. Because the madman of Sealand would never dress as a dolphin.
I forgot I had the dolphin suit on still.
Your plan has failed, Identical Quinn. And Randy, the seamstress. I capture you now. I hold you in this cage. I always have one on the ceiling, just in case. And now I use the glowing cube to pry information from your brains.
Well, good luck.
Here we go.
Quinn, concentrate. Become a cube.
Okay. Oh, God. How many sides does the cube have again?
Wait. In real life?
Yes.
6.
In real life. Not in your fan fiction.
Oh, no. You turned your face into a cube.
That's right, madman.
The fluorescent cube does not work on other cubes.
Cube fight.
Oh, no.
Flying kick.
Oh.
Yeah. Take that.
Let's get out of here, buddy.
Get the hell out of here. I had one in me.
No. No, my cube. Oh, no. Sealand is ruined forever.
Back into the water. Let's go.
Ow. Oh, my God. That water was hard.
Wow. Sealand, man.
Ow.
Okay, I'm dizzy, but I'm all right. Let's get back in the plane and return to base. We got this cube. I wonder what the general wants it for.
14 hours later, they arrive back at base.
What do you want this for?
None of your goddamn business.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I guess so.
Your mission was just to retrieve it for me. I will take it now, thank you.
All right, General. But I have to know, like, does this cube give you some kind of powers or some kind of strategic, strategic thing?
You know.
Spit it out, boys.
Strategic Edge? Advantage.
No, the cube does nothing. Only in the hands of a madman can it be used for evil. And you two pried it out of a madman's hands. And now we're going to take this cube and hide it so that our president never finds it.
Oh, his heart's in the right place.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
Great job, Quinn.
Thank
Great
you,
Great job, Randy.
Thanks, buddy.
Now,
I mean, sir.
Your next mission? Clean up this goddamn laboratory, you two sissies!
What a hard ass.
Such a hard ass.
That's right. Identical Quinn.
All right.
It'll all make sense when you listen to the...
Oh, sure it will.
Crescent Cube of Sealand, an identical Quinn adventure, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as Randy, Lee Smart as Quinn, and Nug Nargang as General Hardass and Hector the Madman of Sealand. Recorded live at Comedy Bar in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, April 14th, 2012. Music by The Dread Dormammu. Mark your calendars as Illusionoid has an upcoming live show. Saturday, June 30th at Comedy Bar in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Doors open at 8 p.m. and tickets will be $15. Our opening act will be Nerds with Guitars and our special guest will be Colin Mockery. That's Saturday, June 30th at Comedy Bar in Toronto. Don't you dare miss it. You can now hear Illusionoid while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available for you, no syncing needed, and no memory storage wasted. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, webOS phones, or BlackBerry. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Leave us a title at Illusionoid.com or on the wall of our Facebook group and give us a like while you're there. Also, follow us on Twitter at IllusionoidPod and leave us a review on iTunes as those ratings help our show climb the charts. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on Illusionoid.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.